Be still and know. If you are to find real and continuing satisfaction in living, you must have the consciousness of a mission, a proper sense of the significance of your existence. Isaac was the only son of Abraham by Sarah. He was called the son of promise because God promised concerning him before he was born, I will establish my covenant with him. From the first, it was impressed upon Isaac by his parents that he was the son of promise, that he had a God-given mission to fulfill. Isaac was the child of promise in whom was centered the future not only of his own race, but of all races. Have you ever stopped to think to what extent the future of your country, the future of the world, may be centered in you? You have a part to play in the world's work. It may be a small part. But if you fail to play that part, there will be something missing out of the world's life, something for lack of which the progress of society may be immeasurably held back. If you are not to cheat the world, get this in your mind. You count. Be sure of it, no matter how humbly born, no matter how circumscribed your life, no matter what handicaps you may have, no matter what your limitations, no matter how insignificant you may appear to be, you were born for a purpose. The Christian believes that finding that purpose for life is a matter of letting God guide instead of blindly stumbling through life. A prayer. God, guide me. Show me thy way. Use me for thy purpose is the beginning point. Prayerful consideration of each new step is the next. And doing with a full heart and eager will that which God has given one to do. This is the fulfillment of a life with a purpose. Let go and let God guide. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Genesis. And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call him Isaac.